Ready, my friend. Episode 41. 42.
41
was last week.
Yes, sir.
See, I got to start putting, you know, they had little tickers on the bottom there. I got them.
Yeah, right.
Maybe put a ticker, put something on there that says what we're doing so I don't forget. Right.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Something
about. You doing all right?
Good. Very good. Yeah. Something about that CRS. You know what I'm talking about.
It'll do it.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said the CRS. We'll have to.
CRS?
Make, yeah. You remember, you know what that stands for, right?
I don't know.
Can't remember shit.
That's why I was laughing so hard. I couldn't say it. Oh, man. That's funny.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks. Right,
let's
good.
See here. So,
things yeah. are good. I, since we last talked, let's see. I went to the pet shop. I went to J&M Tropical Fish.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And
were there a lot of fish there with belly up? Like, were they all?
Yeah. Yeah. There was no building. But no, I went to, I went down to Petco. And now the pond is just about done. Okay. Well, the pond is done. And now I'm just doing the blocks and stuff like that. But, I decided I'm going to put a couple of turtles in there.
Oh, you are?
I am. And you know what their nice. Names are going to be.
Of course.
Of course.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So
I need some Florida weather because I was told my evening lows can be no lower than 50 degrees.
Well, then you better get your butt down here. I mean, evening in the wintertime, I will admit, I mean, I know it's some people where you live and think it's still think I'm crazy, but in the wintertime, we do have evening lows of 30, 32, 34. Sure. It does happen down here often every year in the winter.
Right.
But that's when you just take them inside, I guess, you know, that's what people do down here. They cover up their fruit trees and they bring outdoor pets in and bring them in the barn or bring them in the house, whatever, mm-hmm. when it gets a little too cold for them. Or you can make a turtle sickle. You know, just hold them upside down. Rose it up.
Yeah. So
like Mickey says, they make good soup.
They make good soup. So yeah. So I'm waiting. I was looking at one of the weather apps to see how long I got. I got like two or three more weeks before we're gonna be in the 50s for the lows.
Okay.
You know, and then I can go and get my Coffin Link for my ponds.
And now what kind of turtles are you going to get? Obviously not little ones like he had in a
Well, they're going to – I mean, they were about this big. They're like a good painted size, turtle.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty good size. And when I built the pond, I made ledges in areas so they can sun themselves and the waterfalls. So they – you know, it's pretty –
And they can't escape, right? The wall's big enough that they can't get out?
Well, let's just say if they try – hopefully I'm faster than them.
Well, you definitely got to take picture when you finish this so we can post it. Everybody been
I hearing will. About
this pond for like four episodes now, five episodes.
I know.
So we gotta see the finished work.
And here's Rick running a slow motion after the turtles. Wait.
Oh my god.
That'd be a good How about fun. You? What have you been doing?
Same old thing, and just working and dealing with stuff that down here, you know, but at least we have nicer weather. I will admit that. So that always makes it a plus.
You sent me a picture of some beautiful beaches you went to.
Yes, we did. We went to the last couple weekends, we went to the beach. It's funny because you live down here and you live right by them. Sometimes you don't go to them as often as you like. But we traveled a little bit further south, about 35 minutes further south. And Anna Maria Island, we went to Coquina Beach, and you can go down as far as Venice, and the water is just so much bluer. The sand is mm-hmm. so much softer. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong, our water and sand here where we are is amazing, but yeah, it's just a lot bluer, a lot more. It's beautiful. I mean, lack of a better term, it's just really is beautiful.
Have you ever been down to? Down to Fort DeSoto?
We have. That's actually pretty close to us.
Oh, we loved Fort DeSoto.
Fort DeSoto is probably 35 minutes from us, give or take.
Oh, my God. their place was amazing. There was some of the whitest, softest sand. And then not a, on top of that, but as you went to the end and you kind of came back around to the right, they had the turtle. They had like nets up for the turtle sanctuaries.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And so there's pine trees and palm trees. And it, and then there was the old fort, which was, I think in that area, the old, was it the Spanish type?
Yeah. Fort, something like that. I forget the exact thing, but yeah, something along those lines.
And that was amazing. Just amazing. Just a beautiful area. And I remember the steps, you know, the steps when you climb, you know, I mean, you talk about the Rocky steps being long and tall. Those steps were, those were like, boom.
And we've gone there because a few 100% dog beaches where you let your dog off the leash and go crazy.
Okay.
So we let him go out there, and then we have a 1.5-year-old lab. So he's running around chasing waves, chasing other dogs, you know.
Oh, that's fun.
But he likes it. But yeah, that's a fun beach. But that's more. I mean, there's so many different beaches down here to go check out. Sometimes, like I said, you just forget how nice and how pretty the area is because you stay in one area, and sure, you know, if we drive only another 30 minutes, it's a whole different area. Now, where Sly lives on the east coast of Florida, it's a very different beaches. The sand is a lot coarser, or more coarse, right, I should say. It's darker. It's not as white and powdery or
right.
The wave is a lot more waves. The Gulf side has very minimal waves.
Right. We stayed in.
It depends on what you like.
We stayed in New Smyrna a couple times.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's the East Coast. Yep.
So I remember
you guys real quick when Rick was talking about. I sent him these pictures of the beach last week. I sent them. This was one of them here.
Oh,
it was it's real pretty. And then this one here was pretty cool because I got that's a dolphin there. It's not a shark. That's a dolphin and a pelican. Mm. You know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Just gorgeous.
I mean, that's what Sly showed a few of those videos where a shark is out his back area there, or an alligator.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. I was going to say, when we went to New Smyrna, the first time we went down there, and this was quite a few years ago, we really didn't know anything about it. And, Deb was calling around for, health food type stores. Right. And, somehow we caught wind of the fact of sharks in New Smyrna. And then we found out that New Smyrna Beach is the shark bite capital of the world.
Yep. There's more bull shark attacks in New Smyrna than anywhere in the world.
I love sharks. I have tattoos of sharks. I just love them. I don't know why, but I just do. I've never seen one. Like, I go in the water looking for a shark and I can't find one.
Oh, my goodness. that's okay. You could have that. I'm deathly afraid. I love them. I love that they're amazing creatures. I've loved them ever since Jaws came out.
Right.
And they really are amazing. I love Shark Week on TV. I love seeing them. I have seen them in the wild. My youngest daughter, really? Ava, caught a 6-foot shark it was a 6 or 7 foot shark she caught down in the Keys. Yeah, I'll have to scramble up that picture one day.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Put it up here. Yeah, it's pretty cool. But so good stuff. We definitely drifted away from Rocky.
I know. Well, I was going to say, it's definitely because I think with Jaws and being so scared of Jaws is what the draw to the sharks are. I'm like, I want to see one so bad.
Yeah.
But I haven't.
I've only seen him by the fin. You know, you see the dorsal fin going across. Yeah. I mean, I've never been out there and saw him. I was never on a boat and saw him. And I don't go into water, so.
Yeah, right. You said that.
It's all right, man. I'm good. Appreciate it, though. So last week we talked about continuity issues with Rocky and Rocky II. We came up with Baker's dozen, 20 of them. I don't know how many we did. It wasn't a ton. I know that. And it was a pretty small number considering they were 2 2-hour movies.
Right.
So we thought we would do the same thing this week with Rocky III and Rocky IV and kind of just point out some of the little goofs, continuity things, little mistakes that they made just to check it out. So this week, though, Rick and I are kind of cheating a little bit because we didn't have the time to watch them. So we don't want to pretend we did. We had to look it up on the internet. And the first one that pops up for Rocky III is Mickey says to Rocky that he's 76 years old in Rocky when he's in the apartment telling him that he wants to be his manager. I'm 76 years old. But when he dies in Rocky III, his tombstone says he's 76 years old. So I thought that was pretty funny.
So we need one of those time machines.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, three was taking place in 82. So technically it's 6 years later.
Yeah. Sign me up.
Yep. Let's see here. The other thing, real mistake. This one here, I read to you earlier and I never saw it, and I'm going to go, after we're done recording, I'm going to go check this one out and see it for myself. It says here that when Clubber and Rocky are about to fight the second fight, the camera zooms out to show the ring and the audience. And it says here, if you look up in the left-hand corner, you can see the poster with Rocky and Apollo for Super Fight 2.
Really?
Now, which is from Rocky 2, obviously. Now, I thought maybe, maybe they just left it up there. We're fighting in the same arena. But they weren't, because he fought Clubber at Madison Square Garden in the second fight.
Right, right.
He didn't fight him at the Spectrum. So I gotta look at that for myself. I gotta see that one.
That's interesting.
Pretty, yeah, I never saw it.
I didn't know. I have not either. And I did read. I will say that I did watch 3 and 4 and the director's cut.
Uh-huh.
Tony, I'm a fan. I try to do the homework I just get lost in the movie. But I did read that there with Clubber when he's fighting in 3, that there's quite a few where he's throwing a punch to his opponent with a red glove. And then when he connects, it's a black glove.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I never saw that.
I read that, but this stuff is so quick.
So was that supposedly when in the beginning when they were showing Clubber?
Yes.
Take down all the fighters?
Yes. He was on his way up, rising up.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. He was throwing with a red and then hitting with a black.
That's funny. I got to go check that out now. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry.
One that it says here was the second fight, Clubber Lang, just after Apollo and Clubber had that little scuffle. Rocky takes off his robe, and as he takes it off, you notice his towel is around the neck, covering his chest.
Yes.
And then when they zoom out, the towel's gone.
Yes, I did read that.
I didn't see these, though. So far, the ones I've been reading – well, let me ask you this. Did you see anything in Rocky III that you know of?
No.
Even without trying to nitpick, did you see anything that stuck out?
I did not. I literally, we watched it, and then then the next day I'm like, I'm going to have to cheat and go look this stuff up because I'm not seeing nothing.
Right.
And I even had another set of eyes on the TV with me, and she was watching for me because she knows I get lost in it, and she's like, I didn't see nothing. I'm like, well, I didn't see nothing. Right. So. This stuff is just minuscule.
The only things I've ever seen. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's minuscule. Like we said about the first two. The only thing I saw before we even did all this with this show that I saw in the past, I noticed that the statue unveiling, when they showed the kid playing the snare drum, I saw it said Mr. T on the snare. So he must have had Mr. T sign his drum. I noticed that years ago. I thought it was a mistake.
That's really, Mr. T. That's really cool.
So if you watch them, that just in the very beginning where they're showing the high school band and banana, and he's going with the drum, and you see it. And the second thing I always noticed was when Rocky and Apollo are sitting down watching the fight, the first fight where Clubber beat him in the movie. Now it's since changed. I don't know what they did and how. They must have just tightened the shot. But in the movie, when they're watching the video, there's a shot where Clubber hits Rocky in his left side and Rocky twists and goes almost down. And you could see he's wearing the Stars and Stripes shorts, which hasn't happened yet because it's not the second fight. They're watching the first fight where he wore the yellow shorts.
Okay.
Those are the only two I noticed a long time ago, But that was it. That was all I ever noticed. I never noticed anything else.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff.
Like you said, you're so into it where you're just enjoying the movie. It's got to be thrown in your face to really notice it.
Right. Right. It's one of those things. You got to almost like be slapped across the face, you know, like, hey, look at me.
Okay. Exactly. Exactly. The other one says here, Rocky and Rocky II are both set in 1976-77. Mickey's death in this film takes place in August of 81. However, the newspaper depicting the wrestling match with Rocky and Thunderlips is given the date of 1982. So it says here, so the tombstone for Mickey says he died in August of 81. But it couldn't have been late 81 where the – no, because the fight with Thunderlips was before he died, obviously. He was there.
Right.
So they messed up on that.
Right,
but again, like I said, this is stuff that
– And I remember – do you remember seeing – was it Sly? He put the Instagram post on where to make Hulk Hogan look even that much taller –
Hulk standing on some kind of box. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's a big dude in general. I think he's 6'9" or something, or it naturally, but he wanted him to be massive.
Right.
So he had him stand on a box.
Do you think was that his real weight? Like was it 370?
In his heyday like that, with all that muscle that he had, it might've been.
Damn.
It might have been. I mean, he's a big guy. I mean, he still is, and he's 70 something years old.
My God. You think of 370 and you're not thinking of Hulk Hogan. You're thinking of someone else. And
he says he's 6'7" and his weight, his average weight was 332. So I mean, it's possible. But, I mean, 3'7". I mean, even if they jacked it up 20 pounds, still 330, 350. That's a big boy.
That's like an offensive lineman.
Yeah. That is a big boy. Hulk was
just solid muscle.
He was shredded.
He didn't have less than 10% body fat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was just ripped and the biggest. You know, biceps, what do you have, 21s, 22s?
Yeah, I thought he was 21 or 22-inch biceps, something like that. Oh. I mean, he's just a bit, you know, even when he got off the box in the film, when he was running, when Sly was running and jumping on his back, and Hulk stands up.
Yeah.
I mean, Sly's 5'9".
Yeah.
It's practically a foot difference, and he just looked like a child jumping on his back. I know. He was so big. Crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, there wasn't much in there that I found. I mean, it was just another continuity mistake was Thunderlips knocks Paulie out. Remember when he knocked Paulie out?
Yeah.
And then a shot later, right shot later when they show Paulie standing with the ring girls.
Right.
So I guess he wasn't knocked out anymore. I don't know.
Hey, Miami needs new gigolos.
It's so funny. Rocky and Apollo are racing on the beach for the first time. Rocky's hair is dry and blowing. And when they show the close-ups of him, when he's remembering, his hair is wet and a bit shorter.
Right. And he was filming, what, Rambo at the time? Because I remember watching
in 82.
He
was doing First Blood.
First Blood. So I remember watching a video clip of him or something like that, and he was saying at times he didn't know where he was. You know, he's like, am I filming Rocky III? Am I filming Rambo? You know, and you looked at his hair.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, because it was obviously longer than it normally is. He normally was. And I remember him saying, he's like, sometimes there was days I didn't know where I was, because he was filming both at the same time.
Sure. I believe it.
I did read where in his first title defense that he was throwing punches with some red gloves and some black gloves.
Oh, again, the red and the blue. Yeah. Rocky was
Yeah, but, you know, it still doesn't take away nothing for me and you, I'm sure.
No, think about what we just mentioned. We mentioned like eight things. And that was like really digging. I mean, Rocky IV, let's see what we got for Rocky IV. Well, we talked about the one that we said where he's, you know, the one we discussed where he's,
yeah, that's,
I want you to Drago. We see his hand wrapped up and then it's a glove.
Yep,
and,
yep.
You know. Which Sly caught on to and couldn't believe it was left in there.
Right. But it still boggles my mind that it still made it through the director's cut.
you know that has to drive him crazy.
It's got to.
That he did all of that and it's still there.
It's still there. It's got to be like, oh my God, what the heck happened?
It says here, one of the mistakes that was made is when, remember the famous Rocky finally connects to Drago. And he's cut. The Russian's cut. It's a bad cut right on his eye. Well, the punch that Rocky hits him with is right around here.
Oh, and no kidding.
Yeah, and the cut's like right here. You know, the cut's up by his eye. But again, here's another silly one where Apollo's holding three balls when he's throwing them to the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then he looks away, looks back, and there's two.
Right. I mean, there was definitely some editing stuff with the fight with Rocky and Drago, where you could tell where, you know, stuff was shot later and brought in earlier and earlier than put in later. You know, you could tell that, but it's like, just go with it. You know,
right.
You know, it's like, come on. But you knew anybody who was a Rocky fan could see, you know, because it was just like with his hair in the beginning of the fight, it was dry. Yeah. Later in the fight, it was, you know, he's sweat soaked, but then
it's dry around later.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you see it, but you're like, whatever, you know, it's just no big deal.
Yeah, there's not much there either. I mean, the same thing, like it says, continuity mistake, round two, Rocky Drago fight. Drago backed Rocky into the neutral corner, and the next shot, Rocky's corner has them in Rocky's corner. Then Rocky cuts Drago from the neutral corner again in the following shot. You know, they kind of went back and forth in different corners, but they were supposed to be the same shot.
Sure.
But again, unless this is your job,
right? Hey,
you need to watch your film. I mean, there's continuity managers on productions. That's their job. Their job is to say, you know, there's supposed to be three darts in that dartboard, not two.
Okay.
There's supposed to be black boxing gloves for this fight, not red.
Okay.
Because when they cut a scene, let's say they cut a scene and they go to lunch and they come back. Yep. Most of these guys, this is their job. So they're not fans or they're not like crazy people like we are. So they don't remember if the red gloves were red, if they were black, they don't care. So they, you know, they got to look at the scene.
But don't you think that a obsessed fan like us would be the perfect continuity production manager.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No. He had the Band-Aid here.
Exactly. That would be a perfect thing for us.
So listen up, Universal, whoever, Paramount, whoever you are, Tony and I are for hire.
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. Just give us a call. Yep. Comment below.
Yep.
Guys, we'd love to have you.
Yep. We don't require a big salary.
Yeah, not much. I don't want much. I'm not greedy.
No. I don't need to.
Let's see. Another continuity mistake when Rocky and his crew arrive in Russia. The Mercedes limo that picks them up and the last shot at the airport as they are getting in the car. It has tinted windows. And then when they're driving away, they don't have tinted windows.
No kidding.
That's what it says. Like I said, I'd have to go watch some of this because some of it I didn't see it.
Right. I love Polly's comment. He sounds like Dracula's cousin. I love it's so that. Funny. I just and, love that comment every time.
And Rocky's like, Polly, come on. You know what? Please stop being an idiot for a moment, please.
Yeah, right. And he falls in the deep snow. Oh,
well,
oh,
what always made me laugh about that was that they got off the plane. Everybody went towards the house. Why is he wandering off into 4 feet of snow towards the woods?
Right.
What? Where did he go? Where's he going?
I know, right? He's going to grow reindeer. I love that. Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, remember the scene they added in the director's cut was when Rocky asked him about the scarf.
Oh, the earmuffs.
The earmuffs. That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. You got Adrian's earmuffs on. They look better on me. Paulie's a trip. He's a trip.
Well, actually, here's a continuity thing, and we're going back to Rocky II, so I'm sorry we're kind of going all over the board for you guys.
No problem.
But Rocky
II. Glad to have you along.
Mentioning Paulie. Remember how thin Paulie was in Rocky II? And that was supposed to happen at the end of the fight.
Yes.
So Rocky ends, Paulie's heavy, and then they go to the hospital and he lost 100 pounds.
Right.
How did that happen?
I saw that and I meant to make a mental note of that. I'm like, wow, I got to find out how we did that.
That's what always drove me crazy about Rocky V. Rocky V, they come back. His son aged like 4 years.
Yeah.
Adrian's hair grew a foot. Like,
right.
What is going on? How long were you in Russia?
I know. I got to find out how they do all this stuff because I could take a foot in hair. I could lose 100 pounds.
Oh, I tell you, right? That's the truth. Jeez.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So at the end of the second round between Rocky and Drago, Drago has both eyes cut when Rocky throws him to the ground, but he only has one eye cut when he gets up and goes into the corner.
He's got great healing powers.
He does. Let's see.
Gotta be those steroids.
It's so funny because, like I said, I don't remember any of these. None of them. The only Rocky IV one I remember is that Apollo one.
Yeah, yeah.
That is it.
From day one, that's all. I mean, all this other stuff, like we've been saying, not to beat the horse, but it's so minuscule.
Yeah,
you know. If this is your job, you did your job well. But if we're just watching, we're fans.
Yeah. Like, see, here's one that says a factual error. Rocky's license plate, which we all know, says Southpaw without the
right.
U.
Right.
But it says in Pennsylvania, license plates were limited to 6 letters until 1990. and Southpaw is 7. How would you, like, what person finds this out? How do they know this?
How the hell?
Watch the movie. Enjoy the movie.
Dude, you got too much time on your hands.
I'm telling you, it's crazy.
If I had that much time, yeah. Be sitting there.
And that's all it says on here. I mean, so there's really not a whole lot for any of them, you know, for all of them, for Rocky 3, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, 4. I mean, we didn't do 5 or Balboa, but. What's the point at this rate? I mean, it's something that, what are you going to find? One little hair out of place?
Yeah.
It's just silly.
I mean, you know, I got to tell you, so we watched Rocky V the other night. And like we talked about before, you will watch Rocky 2, 3, 4 times in a row or whatever, you know, Rocky 3, 4 times in a row. I am different. I have to watch them in order every single time. So we get to
every
the
time.
End.
Do you really? So
I
you
do.
Never just jump into like 3 or something.
Everyone usually it'll be Balboa, but if I start at the beginning, I gotta go right through the end. I have to go. It's just
that's
like,
awesome.
So well, we watched Creed the other night, and I'll get back to Rocky V in a minute. And Deb's like, I know it's coming, and I said, you do. She's like, we're going to be starting this again, aren't we? I'm like, well, there's only two left. Actually, one, because the last Creed doesn't really – it's not in the
record. Oh, I won't purchase that. I will never watch it again.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't buy it. I caught it for free. But anyway, we did watch 5 the other night. And, you know, the only thing – I really like 5. You know, I know it's not the prototypical In the Ring, you know.
Right, right.
But a new – not a newfound, but like a – just watching it, and, you know, I was looking for errors, but I was just really focusing on – the storyline, the plot is so good. It really is good. The only thing I had to say about that, because we were talking about it after we watched, I'm like – the only thing that ever bothered me about that movie was that when he tried to dumb Rocky down to a point of just the, and I understand the brain damage thing,
right?
But it was like, it was almost overplayed to me.
No, I agree. That's what, that was one of the biggest things that bothers me the most about it. I could pick apart. I mean, I Tommy Morrison's character was just, you know, his acting was so horrible.
Yeah,
way the over. Writing. You know what was? I could pick it apart. It's well known. It's not one of my favorites. Not my favorite, I should say. But I agree. That is the biggest thing I had a problem with. Is that the second he landed, he just. I mean, in Rocky II, I'm sorry, 3 and 4. Look how much more
intellectual.
Intellectual or
sophisticated,
he was articulate.
Yes,
he was doing commercials now. He obviously could read now,
right?
Yeah, he was doing so much now. I like you said, okay, Drago gave him brain damage, but it wouldn't have been instantaneously. He couldn't talk and didn't, you know, and acted just like that's what drove me crazy more so about anything. And I don't understand why it was done. I don't know.
Yeah, that was the only other than, you know, Tommy Morrison, I agree. You know, his acting was subpar.
There was just a lot of plot holes and not continuity issues as far as mistakes, but there was a lot of plot holes in that one. Like, first of all, why you what do you want to fight Balboa for the title? You can't fight him for the title. He gave up the title to go fight Drago in Russia.
Right.
So that press conference where he says he wants him to fight for the title makes no sense.
Right, because, yeah, absolutely.
And that Union Kane guy comes out of nowhere. He's never mentioned anywhere before. Like, who is he? Why is he there? Right. I know a lot of people disagree with me. A lot of people like Rocky V, and I respect that. I have no problem with that. You know, I'm just not one of them, so I don't want to sit here and bash the crap out of it.
No. I'm not bashing it. I'm not loving it. I'm, you know, we're kind of like in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there was parts of it that I'm like, you know, I thought the storyline was good. I thought the plot was good.
Yeah.
I just thought that dumbing Rocky down too much.
It was way too much.
Way too much.
Yeah.
You know, I understand the concept of brain damage. I do. Yeah.
No, I get it too. Like you said, though, it was very excessive, and I just don't understand why it was done. Like you said, the storyline. I mean, I like the storyline, you know, about the son and, you know, the family. I love the scene in the street when Adrian finally blows up on Rocky. Like, what are you doing?
Right,
you're going to lose your family over this guy. Well, you know, come on. I did not like that it was a street fight. I will admit that, but it kind of had to be. Because if it was any other fight, then George Washington Duke would have won.
Yeah, true.
He would have got the money that he wanted, and it would have been so. It had to be something that wouldn't have benefited him. It made sense to do that.
It wasn't incredible.
Like it was
an incredible job by him. I can't remember the actor's name.
Yeah, but I don't remember his name either.
You just hated him. You know. You hated the guy. You hated the act. You know, you hated Washington Duke. You know, he was such an ass. But what an incredible
he played. He played the role perfectly.
Yes. You know, he was the Don King of the Rocky. You know, you just
his
hated
name was
him.
Richard Gant was the actor's name.
Yes. Yes.
He. I mean, especially when he called the house and Adrian answered. you know, and he kind of just like put her down, and you just hated him, you know? And he was just, like you said, he was just such an ass. You really just hated the guy.
Right.
He played it to a T. And I mean, Tommy played it as best he could. I mean, it was just poor. He was just a horrible actor. I mean, he was just, it is what it was, you know?
Poor Tommy. Yeah. Great boxer, horrible actor.
He did a great job boxing. He had a good career.
He sure until did. All
that stuff happened to him.
Yeah.
You know,
that was because of a blood transfusion, right? I believe he died because of bad blood.
He lived a hard life. I mean, he didn't, he lived a rock star life. He didn't care of himself as probably as good as he should.
Yeah.
Right. So who knows what really happened, but yeah, that's a shame. But yeah, but I couldn't agree with you more. And you would have thought it would have been the best of all worlds. John G. Avildsen was back. Sly's writing. It just didn't work out. Right. And then also too, you got the 90s version of Take You Back. You got the, you know, go for it rap thing. It's like, what's going on? Where's Bill Conti when you need him?
I know some of the music in there was just like, oh, please.
I mean, you know, it fit the time. You know, it fit the time. It's really the only way you could put it.
It did fit the time. But, you know, I don't know. There's just, it could, again, I've seen some of the deleted scenes of it, you know, and I know he was supposed to die in that movie.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously Rocky's like Batman and Superman. He'll never die.
He's a
and thank God for that.
He's an American icon. He's a superhero. Technically, he's, you know, they don't die. James Bond don't die. Batman, and like you said, the studios were like, you can't kill Rocky off. It doesn't work that way. And
well, let me ask you this question. This question has bothered me since was it 2005, 2006 when Balboa came out.
Okay,
so I went to the theaters to see Balboa, and you know, and we've watched it a gazillion times here in my house. At the very end, and I've always wanted to ask, if I ever had the chance to ask Sly this question, I definitely would. When Rocky, after he visits, he's like, yo, Adrian, we did it.
Right.
And he walks away and he's by the tree and he kind of fades away.
It fades out, yeah.
I always wondered in the back of my mind, was that supposed to represent him
like Rocky died,
or what was that?
Right. You
know, I want to know.
Right.
Or do I want to know? But I, you know what I'm saying?
you know, who knows? It might have been a Freudian slip where he did it like that and it came out that way. And he was like, well, you know, let's leave that there. But, or maybe he did do it on purpose as a little subtle way of like, this is the end. And didn't realize Creed was going to happen, you know, 10 years later, whatever, 5 years later, whatever it was.
And not that it matters, but it's just like,
yeah,
we watched it the other, you know, again, we watched Balboa after we watched 5, and it's like,
right.
I'm seeing it, and I'm like, inquiring minds want to know. Come on, Sly, answer the damn question.
Sly, if you're watching, just type it in the comments below there. Watch this.
Sorry for my enthusiasm.
No, don't ever be sorry for enthusiasm, please. At least I hope you be enthusiastic. It's
oh my God! And you know what? You know, I want his black jacket in that last scene, that wool coat type thing. I want that.
you mean in Balboa?
Yeah. I love that coat.
Yeah. Yeah, he changed the way he dressed a little bit in Balboa, but yeah.
He did. That, he had the very end, you know.
He had like the Army field jacket, the black Army field jacket.
I found that.
Yeah, that you can find a lot of Army-Navy stores. You get that.
Yeah, I found that, and I've yet to buy it. But the black one, and he's got like the full zip with the pop collar, like for whatever, Nike or whatever it is. I'm like,
yeah.
That's a good look.
Yeah. There you go. But I couldn't agree with you more about 5, man. I didn't, you know, it just, one of those things, it irks me. It irks me. Yeah. I'm not a big fan. And like I said, I know a lot of people really like it a lot. And there are people, you know, it's so funny because, I mean, they know I'm a huge Rocky fan. So, of course, everybody asks me about Creed 3, you know, about Creed 2 and this and that. And, you know, there are people out there that loved it. They loved Creed 3 and they like the movie and they think it's great and they want to see Creed 4. And you know what, if that's the case, I mean, that's your opinion. You're entitled to it. I'm not going to bash you for it. It's just, it's my opinion that I don't care for it. Can he bounce back with a Creed 4 and make it work? I don't know. Maybe if he does.
I think the Rocky 7 would be fantastic with the from what the ideas I've been hearing of him living in this timeline,
right,
and flashing back to the beginning, you know, having these flashbacks of meeting Polly, meeting Spider, meeting
the prequel thing. I would definitely love to see. I would love to see them do it. And they have the technology they have now with CGI with de-aging these people.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. So you don't have to get new actors because the new actors aren't going to, great. I'm not saying it because I don't think, well, I am saying it because I don't think anybody could play Rocky but Sly, but
never.
I would understand if they did not go that route and said, let's get a younger actor lookalike. Sure. But with the de-aging of things, you're going to get the natural movements, the Rocky Adrian chemistry. I'm sure Sly and Talia Shire can jump right back in, you know, just like
the mannerisms.
I mean, Carl Weathers, you know, I mean, I always thought it would be cool because Carl Weathers seemed like he was older. Well, he was older. Apollo Creed, I'm sorry. It seemed like he was older than Rocky. So I thought it'd be cool, like, because I think we read somewhere that Apollo Creed comes kind of through with it being in the Golden Gloves, and he's young. He's a teenager. He's 20-something, and Rocky's a teenager, and he sees Apollo boxing in Golden Glove competition. I mean, Carl Weathers could pull that off easy. Oh. Just de-aging these people is all you got to do. Yeah. It's just they look amazing.
Phenomenal shape.
But we'll see. We'll see.
I thought, what a great concept, though, for Rocky VII. You know, you're showing the present, you're showing the past, and then you're showing him training this fighter. You know, and then to have it in a series.
I would love for it to happen. I would like for that to happen, to be honest. Yeah. I wouldn't like it to be a movie because I think you'd have to jam too much in. And even if you made it a three-hour film, which is not uncommon anymore, three-hour films are fine. People understand that sometimes the story needs to be told longer. But with as much as you need to throw into this and jam into this between the past, the present, the training, the kid, I mean, there's so much going on. I think if they made it a 13 episode Netflix series, you know, maybe two seasons, three seasons, whatever they decide to do. I think it could be pulled off.
I think it'd be incredible.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah, it would.
Be glued.
Well, maybe he'll talk about it in the next month. His reality show comes out.
I can't wait.
The Family Stallone.
I got to show you my newest addition to my Rocky room. But yes, I cannot wait for the reality show. So I don't know if you could, I'm going to try and show this to you. There we go.
Okay.
These are
the Rocky poster. You got the Rocky, are those little like Rocky pop type figures up there?
Yeah, they're like handbag type things, I guess. They're supposed to clip onto your keys or whatever.
Okay.
So I found them.
What is that thing you're holding?
Well, that's my phone.
Okay.
This is just a picture of them hanging up in my Rocky room.
Okay. I thought you were showing me like a thing that had these pictures on them. I see.
These are little
things hanging up are what you got.
Yeah, these little figures. So there's Rocky and Apollo. And
where'd you get those?
On eBay. They're like $9 a piece.
Look, is that Apollo as George Washington?
Yes.
Yes. You need to send me the link right now.
And there's Polly holding the baseball bat. Is that Butkus? And there's Butkus.
Oh, I need this.
Adrian. Yes.
You need to text me that link.
I will definitely.
Oh my God, that's great.
I mean, they're like,
yeah, big. So what?
But they're like $9, $8, $9.
Yeah. You know? I thought you were showing me, I thought it was like a little wallet or something with all these pictures on it.
I'm sorry. No,
I didn't know that the picture was of what you had back then.
Yeah, they're hanging. I'm in my shop.
That's awesome.
So they're around the corner to the right, and there's hanging
out. You need to send me that link.
I absolutely will. You got these little clips. They're like the little pops, but they're not bobbleheads.
Right.
Just awesome. You know, just cool.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Well, another fun show, my friend, as always.
Absolutely.
Well, actually, wait. Let's speak another week with a new shirt, I see.
Oh, yeah.
You're punching out a new one every week now.
Well, yeah. I've had a little time. Women weak in legs.
Women weak in legs. Women weak in legs.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Remember, he's like, well, I really like this girl. Well, let her train you.
I love what he says to
chill out, man.
I know. How about the other when the two girls come in?
Oh, hey, Rock, my God.
Get your autograph.
Get your little chicken asses out of here. He says, he's no filter whatsoever. I love
him. Oh, my God. He is just Burgess Meredith. I mean, I can't see anybody else doing that.
No, no.
Oh.
He played it so perfectly.
Yeah, he did.
So perfectly. Well, as we say every week, if you want shirts or hats or signs or whatever you want there, Rick can put it together for you. You have to get a little collage of some of your work there so we could put a picture up so people could see some of the examples of what they can get.
Oh, yeah, I will. You know, I certainly don't want people to think that we're like plugging me.
You know, no, but it is what it is. A lot of these people that watch the show, you know, I mean, like our last episode had 300 something views. I know that's not breaking the internet, but it's a lot of people.
Sure.
But I mean, 300 people out of that may want these types of shirts. They're Rocky fans. They're, you know, they're Sly fans or whatever. Or they may see it and say, hey, I love that, but I'm a Terminator fan. I want something by the Terminator. I mean, you can put things together for them and it doesn't cost the arm and a leg like a lot of these stores do. So
no, it doesn't. And next week I made one for next week, which is completely off topic, but it's just a show I love and we watch, and you'll be pleasantly surprised because it'll be like a flashback, like, oh my God.
Cool. Can't wait. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, brother. Well, I'll see you next week and we will see everybody next week. Obviously appreciate you guys watching. Take care.